The destruction of cultural heritage in Iraq and elsewhere is a war crime and must be handled accordingly, UN authorities said on Thursday. Since February, ancient and historic sites have been destroyed in Hatra, Nimrud and Mosul in Iraq by ISIL terrorist fighters. Member states called on the international community to stand together against the destruction of cultural heritage and to protect what was referred to by the Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson as a loss for all of humanity.
The destruction of cultural heritage bears witness to a senseless form of violent extremism which seeks to destroy the past, the present, and the future of human civilization. That this is taking place today in Iraq, the cradle of Mesopotamian civilization, represents a loss not only for the Iraqi people, but for all of humanity. The international community must do everything in its power, as the acting president just said, to halt the destruction of Iraq's cultural heritage and to hold the perpetrators to account.
The brutal and systematic destruction of cultural heritage seen in Iraq and elsewhere is completely unprecedented, the Director General of the UN Cultural Agency, UNESCO, added. Irina Bokova said cultural diversity was being destroyed in Iraq, a situation which represents a direct attack on the notion of a civilized order.
All of us believe and feel that such attacks are not just against specific communities, specific religions, or specific world heritage. These are attacks against the very notion of a civilized order, against the humanity we share, against the values that bind us together as a single human family.
The ISIL terrorists want to destroy the foundation of a peaceful and civilized Iraqi society, the German minister Maria Bomer said. The objective of the terrorists is to create hatred and polarization, she added.
Their objective is clear. By obliterating the visible traces of history and civilization, these terrorists want to destroy the foundations of a peaceful civil society and a unified country. They want to erase the soul and the identity of people of Iraq.
A resolution on saving cultural sites in Iraq was adopted by the UN General Assembly. It includes a set of measures to end the destruction and looting of cultural artifacts and expresses the view that the wrecking of cultural sites may amount to war crimes. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.